Greetings. I am Mama Bear. Clan mother of the Bear Clan from Okwazasne in upstate New York. Welcome to this longtime academy practice, which is called The Words Before All Else. In the Haudenosaunee way, it is custom before you begin your business of the day to open and to close with an acknowledgement of why we exist in the world and how we are in relationship to all things. And most people call it the opening address, but the way we look at it is laying down the mat upon which you're going to sit, which is creation. And it's about ascension from the obvious, which is the people, all the way from the tiniest up to the largest, which is the universe. The words before all else helps us to remember that we are all intricately connected in the web of life. And we welcome you to adopt this practice at sunrise and sunset. In our way, we reciprocate the speaker. And so I welcome you to join me whenever I say, now we wrap our minds together as one. Let it be so, by responding with the words, To. The reciprocity of saying this means that you're in agreement with the words. Bring your hands together and position yourself within the colossal universe as a small speck of wonderment, imagination, and wisdom, so that the universe knows that you're here and you're standing in acknowledgement of the beauty and the power that she is. And we begin to focus our prayer on the mysterious beauty of that which we are born into in the earth that we walk. We are important to all of creation. We are creators, and we bring our minds together as one. Ta. Now we acknowledge our sacred Mother Earth, and we acknowledge all that grows on her, and the rivers that run through her, and all the magnificent powers that she possesses in order to bring us happiness, and how she nurtures us, nourishes us, and cares for us. We bring our minds together as one and acknowledge our sacred Mother Earth, Ta. Then we move our minds to the waters, the great medicine that we all arrive here on this earth in the vessel of the mystical, magical waters, and how we clear our throats and we quench our thirst and we travel the waterways and how intricately they feed into the oceans and how magnificent we are that our bodies are a big container of that great medicine that brings us to this place of acknowledgement that we are all part of, in relationship of, the great mystery of the Earth Mother. We bring our minds together as one to acknowledge the sacred waters. To. Now we bring our minds toward the sacred waters and deep into the ocean, into that primordial place where all the sea life live, the fishes, the plant life. In great abundance, they have been assigned a purpose, a duty, to provide us food and medicine. and wisdom. And so we acknowledge all that lives in our rivers, our ponds, our creeks, our oceans. We bring our minds together as one, and we say it is so. To. Now we look toward the land, and we look at all the grass life, and we turn our minds to remember the old ones, the first ones that grew here, from the grasses to the bushes to the first berry, our heart berry, the strawberry. And how it is since from the beginning of time they have been assigned a duty. And every season they fulfill that duty. And we remember them in that way. And we acknowledge their presence. And we acknowledge their contribution to the sustaining of our lives. We bring our minds together as one, and we acknowledge the grass life and the berry life. Now we turn our minds toward the medicines that grow on our sacred Mother Earth. And we look at the roots, and we look at the leaves, and we look at the branches, and how it is through the seasons that we go and we harvest the sacred medicines that our Earth Mother has sacredly prepared for us in her wisdom, knowing that we will fall into sickness. And she prepares herself so that we can harvest that great medicine. And we bring our minds together as one to acknowledge all her beauty and all her great medicine. To. Now we go to that place in our life sustainers, the place that is so special to us all, that place that came from another world, that place that we acknowledge as our relatives, the place we call the gardens. And there live the three sisters, our corn, our beans, and our squash, and how they work so well together, the three sisters, to bring us nourishment and to bring us their wisdom of the feminine, and how endlessly they continue to show up generation after generation. And we plant, we harvest, and we save the seeds. And so we acknowledge all that they have given us since time immemorial. We bring our minds together as one, and we acknowledge the gardens. To. Now we turn our minds to that place where the four-leggeds move about on the back of our Earth Mother, and how we are in relationship with them. And we go to the most majestic one, the deer, and we look at his place in our family. And we look at his antlers, the emblem of our leadership within our men, and the authority that belongs to the women. And we look at the deer for his protection, and how he can see danger coming. And we acknowledge that he gives of his hide, of his meat, and every part of who he is in order to sustain us. We bring our minds together as one, and we acknowledge all animal life on the earth. To. And then we go to that place where we acknowledge the bug life, for those that live underneath the earth, for those that fly through the wind. We acknowledge their great purpose upon the earth, and how it is their duty to take away all that is not well of earth and of people, of the wind. They have great purpose. They are small, but they are powerful. And we live in cooperation with the bug life. We bring our minds together as one, and we acknowledge them all. To. Now we turn our minds to that place that we call the tree life. And we look at the leader of all trees, the maple tree, and how every spring that sacred primordial sap water will drip so effortlessly from its branches and from its trunk, and how we collect and drink and cleanse ourselves with that sap water. We bring our minds together as one, and we acknowledge all tree life and the leader, the maple tree. To. And now we go to that place there in the sky, and we acknowledge all that flies on high, especially the leader, the great majestic eagle, the one with the big talons, the one that was signed by the Creator to look out for the people from the sky, to let us know when danger was coming, and that He would send us His protection, and that we are in relationship. He is our brother, the great eagle. We bring our minds together as one, and we agree. To. Now we go to that place of the four winds. They are our relatives. We consider them our grandfathers. From the east to the north, to the west to the south, they all come with great purpose. From the calming winds to the big hurricanes, they have duty to ensure that the oxygen we breathe is clear and is pure. And so we remember that, and we give acknowledgments. We bring our minds together as one, and it is so. To. Now we turn our minds toward the thunder being, the nine thunder beings that we acknowledge. Starting in the spring, their duty is to awaken the earth, and throughout the summer months and into the fall, their duty is also to clear the air and to shake the earth and to remind us that they're the old ones and they're also the young ones, and how powerful they are, the thunder beings. So today we wrap our minds together as one, and we acknowledge them. Let it be so. To. And now we acknowledge the two suns. To begin, we acknowledge our brother, the day sun. And he rises without fail. He brings us strength and puts us a smile on his face on a sunny, warm day. And he reminds us that we live in balance. And he is forever powerful, yet gentle. And he brings clear thought to our minds. And we acknowledge also his strength and his wisdom. And we raise our boys to be strong like the sun. And his purpose is to bring us warmth and laughter and protection. And today our minds are one, and let it be so. To. Now we go to that place, and we turn our minds to acknowledge our grandma, the moon or the night sun that has a flower on her. And with her, we acknowledge how she was positioned to protect her mother, the earth, and to also be in charge of how our babies are born and how the cycle of planting is remembered, and how she controls the currents within the rivers and within the oceans, and how she is in charge of all water life. And it is upon her magnetic pole that our babies are born. How powerful, luminous, and magnificent our grandmother, the one with the flower on her, is. We bring our minds together as one and acknowledge her. To. Now we turn our minds to the place of the stars. And the old ones will say, they are the dress of our grandmother moon, and they have great purpose of direction. They have great wisdom in the recording of time. They show us where we are from, that we are stardust. They are wise and forever present. And we look to them in amazement. And they're filled with story and they're filled with wonderment. So we acknowledge this day, the stars. Bring our minds together as one and let it be so. And now we turn our minds to acknowledge the four sacred beings that the Creator appointed to be in charge of humanity. And it is to them that we acknowledge their wisdom, their guidance, and their protection. And they are assigned to protect the children, to protect the mothers, and to remind us that we are all special specks centered for a certain reason and a certain purpose within the universe. We bring our minds together as one to acknowledge the four sacred beings. Let it be so, Toh. Now we turn our minds to our sacred sky woman that we call Ujijizo, mature flower. The woman who fell from the celestial opening, that place that we call the original life. She fell to the earth, bringing with her the seeds of cultivation and humanity's consciousness. She came here, caught upon the wings of the birds, safely placed upon a sea turtle's back, and she pulled from the bottom of the ocean floor earth. And it is through her memory of the sounds of that original place that she created the earth and danced counterclockwise and made the earth grow into the continents we walk today. And it is from underneath her fingernails that the seeds fell and grew our gardens and our medicines. And we remember those stories that she told. So Ujijizo, mature flower, we acknowledge and wrap our minds together as one. So let it be so, Toh. And now to our Creator. We call him Skyholder. He is the grandson of our sacred sky woman. And he came here with his twin brother. And he is the creator of all things in balance with his brother. And so we look to him and we acknowledge him and we thank him, for he is still accountable to the mother. We wrap our minds together as one and let it be so, Toh. In this opening address, we acknowledge through ascension, beginning with the people and beginning with the earth, and we make our way to the sky, back to the sky world from which we came. And we do our best to remember each and every part of creation. And we acknowledge their perfect design and their contribution and participation in creation. We give much gratitude and thanks before we begin the business of our day. And in my mind, I do the best that I can. And if by chance I have forgotten, let it be so that in your mind you will make that right and you will acknowledge anybody I have forgotten. So we are here in this life to journey through, to live a life with great purpose and design. And we also acknowledge all our relatives because we're all part of the circuit web of life. And we wrap our minds together as one and let it be so. Toh.